The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Mother, you must have heard me put the kettle on. You're just in time. Coffee all right?
It is, if you're putting a drop of rum in it. I need a bit of reviving. It's cold enough to freeze your extremities off today.
I'll see what I can do. Go through there with Ray and get yourself next to the fire.
Aye, I want to say no to that.
I'll bring it through.
Come on in, mother-in-law. Let me take your coat.
I'll keep it on for now. I'm frozen through.
Oh, set yourself down, then. Wilf's saving on eating bills, is he?
That pub's like a mortuary in the morning. He wouldn't put on any heat until opening time. It's no good for my arthritis, all them cold, wet floors.
Perhaps it's time you retired.
Nay, I'm all right in summer when 'tis warm.
Here's his coffee. I thought if my mum were having a drop of summit in it, we might as well all join in. After all, we're on holiday.
Oh, that's a drop of good.
Oh, you saved me life, Irene. I was starved to death.
Aren't you taking your coat off?
Not till I thawed out a bit. I don't know how I should have managed this morning without them thermal long johns you gave me for Christmas.
Well, I'm glad somebody appreciated them.
Where's our Mark and Wendy?
Now, Wendy's at a shop. Mark's gone up to see our Cheryl, try and cheer her up a bit.
She were very quiet over Christmas. Not like herself at all.
If you ask me, she's missing Neville more'n she'll let on.
We're going up later as well. Oh, it's nice to be a lady of leisure and have a few days off work.
Aye, very nice for some.
Oh, come on, Mother, you don't have to go out cleaning. Most people of your age are sat back enjoying the retirement.
I need an interest.
Oh, there's other interests besides work.
You may be right. I'm getting that fed up with Elaine throwing her weight about and Will soft soaping her. And when she's not there, it's just as bad, because he's right narky. I've just about had enough of the pair of them.
Mm.
You're like a big kid playing with that train. Little Nevy can't get a look in.
Yes, he can. He's waiting in the station behind the sofa. He's got another wagon to walk on when I come past, haven't you, Nev?
You want your head examining.
Well, at least I'm cheerful with it, which is more than can be said for you. Talk about doom and gloom.
I can be miserable without asking your permission.
But you've been miserable all Christmas. He didn't even laugh when my gran's false teeth fell in a trifle.
It weren't funny, that's why. It was just revolting.
Oh, come on. What's eating you?
If you must know, living on my own. I'm not used to it. I'm short of a fella.
Aye, me too. It were great having them couple of weeks with Philip. Made it worse since I got back.
Well, you're at least living in a house with three other adults. You're not stuck on your own every night.
Got me man breathing down neck all time, though. Where you going? Where have you been? Who have you been with? She means it well, but it ain't half a drag.
You could come and live here, in our spare room.
Rent-free?
I'd want summat off you.
Ah, that's it in a nutshell. However, I am slowly clearing off my debts. Keep that offer open a week or two and who knows?
I might not be here in a week or two.
What do you mean?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Oh, please yourself. Anyhow, I'm off down our Wendy's shop now. I said I'd give her hand. You won't come?
I might later.
Oh, I nearly forgot. I meant to tell you to expect a state visit from the doting parents and not to go out till they've been.
Oh, that's all right. I weren't planning on going very far. I'm expecting a phone call.
I thought I'd come and give you a hand, Wendy Duck. Us workers have got to stick together.
Us workers?
Aye, us as has to work on public holidays. Not like them as has a week off.
Oh, you mean my mum and dad?
And our Cheryl. She's pleased enough to see me when she's dashing off Brindley Potts and wants a baby minder, but not this week. I want to spend some time on my own with his Nibs. And I miss him, Wendy. I got used to him playing round me bungalow all day. It's lonely without him.
Well, there ain't much going on here. Not exactly struggling with long queue, am I?
They'll all be spent up after Christmas. You might as well have stayed shut.
But there are this folk wandering round market after Christmas.
Aye, it's something that do on your holidays, even if you are spent up. Go looking for bargains.
See, in market you could attract people, spin them a line of chat and draw them in. Here I am just sat like one of them garden gnomes on my toadstool, and they come and they stir through the window at me and walk on. I feel more like a goldfish than a shopkeeper. Another day of this, and I'll start pulling faces at them.
See, in a shop, you feel as though you've got to ask for something particular. You kind of come in and have a poke round.
Gran, I think you're onto something. I've got the layout wrong. All these shelves with stuff displayed in neat rows, it didn't feel like me when I did it. What I really want is a big table down the middle and everything piled up in a mess.
You mean all higgledy-piggledy? So you can have a poke round and come up with something you never knew you wanted?
That's it. There's a grotty old table in the back room. Just the thing. Come and help me move it through.
Oh, I have enjoyed Christmas this year.
Have you, Duck?
I don't know. Perhaps it's with it being on a Friday. Made it a proper weekend. Or perhaps it was having all his family round. They weren't the same last year, Owen. Went up your dunes. I don't mean to say they didn't give us a good time.
A damn good time.
But it weren't like being at home.
Oh, you enjoy your shopping then, and your rushing round, and your last-minute panics, and your washing up. I always suspected you did.
No need be sarky. Did you enjoy your Christmas, Cheryl, love?
Yeah, it were all right.
You seemed a bit peaky to me. Perhaps you're doing too much.
Yeah, probably am.
Well, if there's out we can do.
Family of millionaires don't mind chocolate all over his furniture. Just look at him, Mum. I had planned giving him a chocolate-free week away from his gran, and then you come and bring him that.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. You should have said. I don't give him much chocolate as a rule. I just thought, with it being Christmas...
Well, I better take him up the bathroom and give him a good scrub down before it gets everywhere. Come on, Nipper. Let's have you.
You dropped a right clanger there, bringing him that chocolate. Anna like you, Reenie.
It's because I'm worried about her, Ray. I've never seen her like this. Well, not for days on end, anyway.
Perhaps your mother's right and she's missing Nev.
Could be, I suppose.
And I'd better get it while she's coping with Nipper.
I should.
I'll get it.
Hello? Cheryl? Aye, just a minute.
Well, there's no need rush. Your dad's answered.
I said I'd get it.
Here she is. No need to snatch it out of me hand.
Well, I said I'd get it.
Only trying to help you.
Hello? Yeah, no, I can't talk now. Can you ring back?
Don't worry, Cheryl. We wouldn't want to intrude on our private. We were just going anyway. We'll see ourselves out. Come on, Ray.
Well, let me get my coat on first.
I bet you guessed who that were. Yeah, Mum and Dad. Now they've gone off in a huff. Now to what they'll be like when they find out.
Hey, that's great, Mark. Stick it up there next to sale.
At an angle, like. Sale. Bargains galore.
That's it. And now we want another one. Come in and poke about.
Poke about?
That's what I want them doing, innit?
You can't have that stuck on your window.
Well, what then?
Well, what do they usually have? Come in and browse.
That's for books. And I don't want them browsing. I want them rummaging about and finding things.
Come in and rummage, then.
It doesn't sound quite right. Oh, but it'll do.
Whose idea were all this, then?
It was something my gran said. She has her uses. Tell you the truth, I was sitting here on my own going in a terminal decline, thinking about my 6 months' lease and no customers. I wish I'd stuck with my market stall.
You won't be saying that once there's 6 inches of snow.
Oh, don't remind me. Blue legs, numb toes, icicles on end of your nose, 6 jumpers and 4 pairs of long johns. Well, thinking about that has tempted me to sign my life away.
That and Mrs. Pritchard's tricks.
Oh, shut up about that, brother, dear. I'm trying to forget her and my approaching court case. I'm trying to think positive. And this table idea is my new start. I've already had one or two customers in. Have I hopes or more?
Great. It's good to hear a bit of optimism after 2 hours of Cheryl's doom and gloom. What's got into her? Have you any idea?
I might have an inkling, but if she's said no to yourself, my lips are sealed.
She said summat about not being here in 2 weeks' time.
Well, you're on the right wavelength.
She's not thinking of topping herself.
Hardly. More like treating herself to a good time, taking a leaf out of my boot.
Don't seem to have done much good for her so far.
She's still making her mind up.
And you're not going to tell me?
No, she's got to tell yourself. I promised. Hey, looks good, that. Come inside and rummage.
I could do another saying rummage sale.
Yeah, why not? The more the merrier. I think I'll get some music going and I'll cheer things up a bit. Any other bright ideas worth a balloon to the winner?
Oh, it makes a nice change having time walk home. I like being out at dusk, looking in people's windows, seeing the Christmas lights.
You know, Reenie, that bloke on the phone at our Cheryl's, I could swear I knew his voice.
However likely, we know most of Cheryl's friends. It weren't Nev, were it?
No, it weren't Nev, but it were right familiar. It'll come to me in a bit.
How did you think she were?
Who? Our Cheryl?
Yeah.
Well, like you say, depressed. Well, not exactly depressed, more like she had something on her mind.
Oh, that's what I thought. As though her mind's preoccupied. She's not really with us.
You want to find out, be worriting.
Oh, no. And I dare say it'll all come out in the wash.
You spend too much time worriting about them kids. Time you give it a break. Thought about your send for once. Oh. What are you going to do about this job with Dr. Redmond?
Oh, I don't know, Ray. I've thought about it all, Enzo. I just can't reach any conclusions. It's keeping me awake at night.
Well, take it step by step. First of all, could you work with him? Yeah. With him and Nurse Collins? You didn't part on very good terms.
Yeah, I think that would be all right. Now we're all clear where we stand.
Right. So do you want to do it? Give up your pot bank job, go back to being a receptionist?
Oh, do you need ask? I love being a receptionist.
And training as a practice nurse?
Oh, well, that's something I've always wanted to do, more than anything else in this world.
Well, then.
I'm just a bit old. Start retraining. Studying, taking exams. I might be past it.
Of course you're not past it.
Oh, it'd mean a lot of hard work.
Well, you've never been afraid of work, Duck.
But it's the money, Ray. It'd only be a part-time job. Can we afford it?
Afford it? Of course we can afford it. We've still got most of me compensation left in the building society. And I'm getting a steady trickle of little jobs coming in. I tell you what, Reenie, even if we couldn't afford it, we only live once. And if it's what you want to do more than anything in this world, then I reckon you should do it. And we'll think about any money problems later.
Oh, Ray, I do love you.
Hey, lass, it's a good few years since you put your arms round me and give me a kiss in the middle of the street. It's took 20 years off me age.
Workers will be demanding overtime if you keep this shop open much longer.
Will you settle for a deep pan pizza?
Well, add a side salad and you're on.
Perhaps I should shut, though. Call it a day. I think all my potential customers are toasting their toes round the gas fires and watching Australia's sun-drenched beaches. But, hey, my takings have shot up this affy. My rummage idea seems to be working.
Shall I go and draw the bolts on your back door, then?
Yeah. We don't want to encourage any Des Mitchell think-alikes.
Where's the padlock?
Oh, in the little cupboard.
Oh, Wend. I've run all the way. I've nearly pulled Nevy's arms out. Come and sit on Auntie Wendy's counter and get your breath back, kid. Oh, I wanted to catch you on your own before you shut up and went home.
You going then?
Yeah, I finally decided. As soon as I can book a flight, I'm off.
Off where?
Oh, hello, Mark. I didn't know you were here.
Oh, you might as well tell him. He half knows already.
Oh, you haven't told him.
Me? Not a word. By all accounts, you let it slip yourself.
Well then, Mark, how about this? Week after next, I'm putting me winter woolies in cold storage and fly out down Saudi.
Saudi Arabia?
That's right. I'm joining Jed Cartledge in the jet set. It's time I had some fun for a change.
What about little Nev?
Oh, he's coming and all. Aren't you my little sunshine? I couldn't leave you behind. Give your mummy a big hug, then.
That's been the problem, hasn't it, Shez? Jed didn't fancy a ready-made son and her landing on his tarmac.
But he's agreed at last. He says he's put the money for his plane tickets in post already. Oh, Wend, I can't wait. I don't know how I shall keep my mouth shut.
You mean you're not telling me Mum and Dad?
I am not. I never hear the end of it. So you keep your mouth shut, young Mark. Dear.
Today's episode of The Cold Cloths was written by Joyce Holliday. The serial was devised by Tony Perrin and is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Cold Cloths return with another episode tomorrow.